same Saturday and Sunday. Our high temperatures will be in the 40s and our low temperatures settling in the mid-20s.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
All right, very good. Thursday night, it's Liberty Eagle basketball. And we had a doubleheader. The girls just finished up. They played Mountain Grove. I'm Gary Lee. We've got Ricky Smith over there with the camera. He gave us a thumbs up. That means everything's rolling. If you want to watch it on our YouTube channel or Facebook, you can do that alongside Tyler Chowning. And the girls came up a little bit short tonight, but it was really a good game.
It was a really good game. I think with 2 minutes left, it was a three-point ball game. They ended up falling 65-57 to Mountain Grove.
Yeah, it was tight. It was back and forth.
Mountain Grove made free throws coming down a stretch there and really kind of put the game away.
Hit some big threes.
Yeah, they had a couple big threes.
Congratulations, Coach Mallow and his Lady Panthers. Here on the boys' side, varsity, we've got the Alton Comets and the Liberty Eagles. We've seen the Alton Comets play quite a bit, Tyler, as we had them in the Cabool Holiday Tournament. And, the couple of players you really got to watch out for is, of course, number one, Caden Willard. He can light it up.
Yes, he can.
And, as you and I have talked, you've talked about him quite a bit. Corbin Tharp, it needs to be recognized and one that you're definitely going to have to kind of keep an eye on. Jacob Ruddy as well will be out there on the floor. And, I don't have a number three, so. I just used the book from, is that Sechrist?
Yes.
Yes, number three.
Yeah, that was the same deal that we had up there in the Cabool Holiday.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have, they had some new uniforms and
Kendrick Sechrist wearing number three. And, 23 also. Who's 23? Peyton Whalen? Or Holzapfel?
Yep, Holzapfel
is 23. Okay. So Liberty will start Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, and Brian Thompson. Liberty wins the toss. Alex Toon from the wing for three. It's good. Hey. Could be a good night. Alton will bring it down the other direction.
Liberty starting off in the 2-3 zone here.
Dribble drive in by Willard. Now he'll push it back out inside. Ruddy, turnaround jumper in. Nice shot. Thomas answer right back. Liberty will bring it down the floor. Alex Toon out top.
Alton kind of taking the page out of Bunker's playbook there. Just attacking the high post and hitting the 10-footers.
Spin it off to Ellett. Ellett at the wing, skips it back cross, but it's tipped and run down by Alex, too. Alex pulls up, kicks it inside. Oh, attack that. There you go. Go up. Don't give up on it. And good defense by Tharp. Liberty got it into Wells. And here comes the Comets. They can take the lead right here. Tharp with the turnaround jumper is good. 4-3, 6:35 to go in the first. Alton's going to pick Liberty up at the timeline with the defense. Toon bounces it to Paxton Hunter in the corner. Skip pass out top. Ellett for three. That's in and out. No good. Nice rebound by Parker Toon and the putback. 5-4. Liberty, 6-10 to go in the first. Caden Willard will bounce it over to Holzapfel. They get it to Tharp. Tharp at the elbow, working against Wells, and he traps. I didn't see, I haven't caught who Liberty out top on Willard. Is it
Toon? It's Toon and Ellett. Alex Toon.
Liberty basketball, 5-4 Liberty. Out top, Ellett in the corner. Inside, they get it to Paxton. Try to bounce pass it. Inside, to Wells, taken away. Liberty turnover, loose ball. Shot put up and no good. Liberty gets the rebound. And Paxton Hunter took an elbow right above the eye.
Yeah, you're going to get Cooper Holden coming in off the bench here.
That hurts.
It does, especially when it's right there in that forehead.
What hurts worse, taking one in the ear? Those are bad.
Those are bad, but anything in the face really, really hurts.
Bridge of the nose. Liberty basketball. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Skips it across to Ellett. Carter gets it right back to Parker. Parker bounces it inside to Wells. Off the back of the glass, hits the front of the rim and kicks out. Good look. I like that attack. Here's a drive. Blocked shot. Tipped, and it's going to be controlled by Liberty. Alex Toon's going to run the floor. Leans in. High off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Alton with the rebound. Fast break, Kyle Willard now. He's going to go baseline, reverse layup. No good. Partially blocked by Wells. Wells will feed it to Cooper Holden. Cooper takes it in. Spins it out top to Ellett. Wells, opposite corner. Alex Toon. Alex will put it on the floor and bring it back out top. Liberty will reset.
Coach Harrell's really wanting Liberty to run.
Shot put up, tip no good. Ellett comes up with it. He goes up strong and is fouled, and Carter will shoot a couple. Well, in their game plan, it seems to be a little bit more, let's not be so one-dimensional. Let's get it inside.
Yeah, they've actively got the ball inside on a couple trips.
First free throw's good by Carter Ellett. 6-4 Liberty, 4:38 to go in the first. Tomorrow night, the Lady Eagles will take on, was it Timber?
Timberland.
Timberland. And then the Liberty Shootout, Saturday. Liberty Girls are in it. Liberty JV Boys are in it. Tharp inside. Shot fake goes up no good. Wells wins that battle. Rebound, Cooper Holden. Cooper, Alex, Parker. Parker goes baseline, guarded by Willard. Nice feed inside to Wells. Oh, it won't fall. Don't give up on it, though. My goodness, that's three chippers.
Yeah, he just can't get one to fall inside there tonight.
Man, we got a reach-in foul. That's going to be called against Liberty.
Going to get Cooper Holden on that one.
Yeah, Liberty's been able to get it inside and have position to score. They're just not falling. Inbound, out top, Holzapfel, a deep three. That's going to go off the rim, no good. Ellett gets the rebound, gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon on the right side of the floor. Takes it down to the corner, spins it inside, tip out of bounds, stays with Liberty. I think that was Holzapfel that got a piece of it. Holzapfel or Tharp, one, got a piece of it. Parker tosses it in to Alex. Alex Toon reverses it to Ellett. Off to Parker. Parker bounces it to Cooper Holden. Cooper Holden spins it outside to Alex Toon.
Boom.
For three. That extra pass got him open.
Yeah, Cooper Holden did a really good job getting the ball into the crease there. And freed Alex Toon up there on the wing.
Loose basketball. Liberty comes up with it. Turnover by Willard. Ellett now. Oh, what a pass. Another nice pass. Inside. Bucket's good. Count it for Wells. See, you knew they were going to fall.
Keep hammering.
Well, and the thing about that, if Liberty's, you know, they keep doing that, then it's a jump shooter's dream. Timeout. Comets 11-4. And when we come back, Blaine Altermat, who is
the new addition.
The new addition. Blaine was at Ozark, now at Liberty, and he will be on the floor when we come back. 3:09 to go in the first. 11-4 Liberty. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And welcome back. Parker Toon gets a layup. Well, shot the old-fashioned three. It rimmed out. Comets threw a shot up, no good, and Parker took it coast-to-coast. 13-4 Liberty. Peyton Willard out top. Oldsapple. Sharp from the elbow. Good.
He's so efficient inside. You get him from 12 feet in. I mean, he's hard to defend.
I don't know why more kids don't take that elbow jump shot. Here's three by Parker Toon. Up no good. Put back good by Alex Toon. 15-6 Liberty. Caden Willard out top. Now Parker Toon's going to pick him up. And they go high post. Sharp inside. Shot fake. Up and in and the bucket. Wells didn't bite on the shot fake, which is a good thing.
They got Wells on the foul.
Yeah. That's going to be a battle.
It is. It is.
Corbin Sharp with 6 points. Make it 7. 15-9, Liberty. Alex Toon. Bring it down the floor. He's picked up by Willard. Here comes the double team, and they get it to Parker. Parker.
Oh,
nice.
What a pass.
And two more for Drayton Wells. Hops it in. It's Willard for the Comets. Looks for a drive. Dishes. Oh, turns it over. Picked up by Alex Toon. Alex tries to get it down to Parker. It's knocked away by Clark. Liberty basketball with 1:19 to go in the first. 17-9 is your score. Paxton Hunter's going to check back in. Some good minutes for Blaine Altermat. I know Blaine well, play golf. You know, he played at Willow and would see him on the golf course. Just a super young man.
Excellent golf player.
Oh, boy, Liberty's golf team just got a big, big boost, man. Holy moly. Liberty basketball on the baseline. Holden, Alex Toon, three more. Hits the rim, and the rebound's going to be taken by Seekers. Gets it to Willard. Willard pulls up just inside the free throw line for his first bucket of the game. And it makes it 17-11 with 60 seconds to go in the first. Next week, Liberty will be in the Pleasant Hope Tournament. They got the one seed. They play Tuesday at 4 p.m. Parker Toon holds it up over his head, brings the top of the key, spins it over to Wells. Posting up is Paxton Hunter. Catches it inside. They say he walks. I got that as two turnovers.
That's what I have.
I've got Alton with three.
Yep.
41 seconds to go. 17-11. There's been four fouls. Each team with two. Off to the left side. Ready. Gets it to Willard. Willard picked up by Paxton Hunter. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Rebound and blocked out of bounds. Stays with Alton. 19 seconds to go in the first. Checking back in for Liberty is Blaine Alterman. Blaine's a junior, 6'2", 6'3", wearing number 24. Short jumper off the rim, no good, and Paxton Hunter comes up with it. Liberty's got 12 seconds to work with. Alex Toon over on the left side. It looks like they want to get Blaine the basketball. They get it to Paxton. Paxton, and Liberty's not going to get a shot off. So, after one, Liberty 17, Alton 11. We'll take a break. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning. 17-11 after one, Liberty. And Alton will get the basketball. Looks like, oh, we got 13 that's checked in. Grant Coffin for the Alton Comets. A little more size. They're going to try and...
Yeah, that's where their success came from in that first quarter, was everything, you know, 12 feet and in.
Willard, they're ready. Back out top. Now back off to Willard. Willard pulls up, shoots. Boom, hits the three. Alex and Caden, they play on the same travel team, so they're
well-versed in each other's game.
Parker Toon at the wing, out top, off to Paxton Hunter. Back out now to Altermat. Altermat gives it off to Wells. Alex, back to Altermat. Paxton Hunter. Rolls it to Blaine. Blaine kicks, nice kick out. Good look at three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound will be taken by Coffin. Ready. Peels it off. Seacrest. Back to Ruddy. Now to Willard. And foul. That's going to be on Alex.
Yeah, we got their feet tangled up.
Yep. Probably the best point guard in our area is, I think it would be safe to say, that I've seen so far, Caden Willard.
Yeah.
And it'll be hard for somebody to top that, you know. Comet basketball on the sideline. Into the backcourt to Willard. Willard looks to make a move, and he walks.
Oh, he's going to get him on a carry.
Oh, it's carry. Euro.
Yep.
17-14, Liberty. Alex Toon picked up by Willard. Goes high post. Paxton Hunter, front of the rim. Good.
Love that attack Liberty's doing offensively. Yeah, they're just kind of isolating. They're flooding everything to one side and then isolating the post.
Here's Cawthorn for three. That's tipped on the rebound. Gathered up by Holzapfel. Here's another three. That's off the rim. And it's a loose ball. And Liberty's going to pick it up. Parker tuned. Alex tuned. Alex tuned. Fouled. It'll be Liberty basketball on the baseline.
I get the Coffin.
Coffin, yeah. That's his first. Team foul number one.
Inbound to Paxton Hunter.
Oh, goes up, can't get it, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, it won't fall. And rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Ruddy. Here's a three off the mark, tipped, and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. Seacrest will inbound for the Comets. Comets are in the black, trimmed out in blue. Liberty in the white, trimmed out in navy blue. And a turnover. That's going to be that was off on Alton.
It should be Liberty ball.
Yeah,
but they're going to give it to
Comet basketball. Tossing it out top, tip taken away. Karma. Alex Toon goes up, shoots, can't get it to fall, and he'll shoot two, and the foul will be on Caden Willard. Alex Toon with 8 points. We're here in the second quarter, 5:38 to go. 19-14 is the score. Liberty. First one's good.
And, you know, the night that Liberty kind of sputters, it's always the second quarter that gets us.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a couple of those games that, you know, we scored four and a quarter, two and a quarter, and it's always in the second.
Paxton Hunter's going to come catch some air, and Drayton Wells comes back in. Second free throw is on the way by Alex Toon, and that rims out. Ruddy gets the rebound. Ruddy to Seacrest. Ruddy kicks it out. Willard looks to make a move. Pull-up jumper. Off the rim, no good. Tharp with the rebound. Blocked shot, loose ball. He picks it up. And foul on the floor.
They're going to get Ultimat on that one.
Blaine will pick up his first foul as a Liberty Eagle. .2014 Liberty, Alton Comet basketball. Seacrest toss it in for the Comets. Gets it to Ruddy. Ruddy behind the volleyball line. Gets it to Willard. Get pass into the corner to Seacrest. Seacrest goes up. Shoots no good. Rebound Wells. Parker Toon now. Rolls it to Ultramat. Ultramat with the short jump.
Ooh,
good.
Okay. First Liberty point for the young man.
Yeah. 22-14. Cooper Holden's getting ready to come back in for Liberty. Comet with the basketball. Bounce pass and another takeaway. Gets it to Parker. Parker at the elbow. Kicks it out to Alex for three. Hits the rim. No good. Long pass down the floor. Ruddy catches. Spins. And that's going to be a charge. Alex, he had the ground. Alex is going to come out. Catch a breather. Cooper Holden will come in. He'll take over as point guard for Liberty. 4:23 to go. 22-14. Cooper Holden with the basketball. Turns it over.
He kind of lost the handle there.
It was that shadow gardening. It happens. Comets, Willard, running jumper, goes up, no good. Sharp rebound, turnaround shot from the free throw line, no good. Wells gets it to Holden. Ellett, back to Holden, over to Parker. Parker looks to make a move, spins, pulls up. Oh, what a pass, get it, Wells, up and in for two.
Yeah, Parker Toon's had some very nice interior passes here this evening.
Well, when he's feeling the double team and he's just dishing it off.
Yep. I mean, he's doing everything you're supposed to, you know, that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
You can feel it like that. When you get the double, somebody's standing there wide open.
Alterman out top, gives it back to Parker Holden for three. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound taken by Caden Willard. Willard, he's going to spot up for a three and passes it. And there's another takeaway by the Liberty Eagles. Parker Holden. Parker two.
And Toon is fouled and the bucket.
I've seen Cooper and two. I've seen Cooper. I've seen Ken and I've seen two.
So Paxton Hunter, Titus Jester, Alex Toon coming in.
Well, we're seeing
Liberty.
We're seeing a good rotation.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, Elliott, Altermat, and Holden come off the floor.
The old-fashioned three is good. 7 points for Parker. 27-14, Liberty. Willard at the wing. Brings it to Ruddy. Tipped, and another takeaway. Liberty on the fast break. Tipped by Sechrist out of bounds. Liberty basketball on the baseline.
Timeout, Alton. It's a full timeout, 27-14, 2:49 to go in the half. Liberty with the lead. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 27-14. Liberty with the lead and the basketball. They're going to inbound on the baseline. Wells, Hunter, and Titus Jester into the ball game. Paxton Hunter loses it on his way up and then gets hit with the foul. It's his first. Team foul number three, maybe four. Score stays 27-14. Comets with the basketball. Holzapfel, Willard, Sechrist, back out to Willard, skip pass, now inside, Tharp, guarded by Paxton Hunter. Thomas working it out top. Here's a drive, shot up, off the rim, no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound, Alex Toon takes it down the floor. Alex into the corner. Jester for three, short. Rebound Wells. Wells in traffic, shoots. And he's going to get called with
offensive.
Yeah. Yep, they're going to call him. Great second. And that will get Ellett and Altermat back into the ball game. Wells and Jester will come out. Liberty has played nine. They lead 27-14. Willard to Ruddy. Tharp. Tharp inside. Goes up. Can't get it to go. Rebound Ellett. Ellett will run the floor. Going to take it all the way to the rim. Ooh, hits the bottom of the rim. And it's picked up by Holzapfel.
Willard off to the right side. Seekers back out top. Willard now for three off the rim. No good. Oh, Liberty loses the rebound out of bounds. It will be Alton Comet basketball. Coffin checks back in for the Comets. Seacrest will inbound. Pitches it to Willard from the corner for three. Good. That's his second three. He's got 8 points. And it makes it a 27-17 ball game. Liberty. 67 seconds to go. Alex Toon drives all the way in, and the hook shot rolls in. 29-17, under a minute to go. Liberty ready for three. Boom, count it. Back-to-back threes for the Comets. 9 point ball game. And a foul that's going to be on Caden Willard, his second. You know, that's something that I like seeing Alex do. You got that defender right in front of you, back, and that's just go to
him. Yeah, go right at him and then make your move.
47 seconds on the clock, and Liberty's going to be shooting two, and that is the fifth team foul on the Comets. Now we got
not sure what something with the substitution.
They had a substitution
coming in that he can't sub until the second free throw.
Yeah. Alex Toon at the line. First one hits the back of the iron, no good. Alex got 11 points here in the first half. He'll get another crack at it. Again tomorrow night, Timberland and the Lady Eagles. Second one is good. 30-20, Liberty. Ready from the free throw line. Goes up no good. Holzapfel with the putback. His first bucket of the game. 30-22, Liberty. Alex Toon gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton front of the rim for two.
Give and go. Little pick and roll there.
Yeah, it looked good. In the corner. Comets roll it back out. They get it. Cawthon. Ruddy. Throws one up. Off the rim. No good. Put back. No good. And a foul. And Alton will go the line, shoot two.
There's 0.4 seconds left.
That's Seacrest, isn't it? Yeah, he'll be shooting two. Foul, that's two on Paxton Hunter. First one is good. 9 point ball game. Y'all, you got to feel pretty good about that. Second one in and out. Rebound went to Blaine Altermat. That's the end of the first half. Liberty 32 and the Alton Comets 23. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9. 96.9
the Fox.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient. so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
All right, welcome back at the half. Liberty leads 32-23. Going through the scoring for the Alton Comets, Caden Willard with 8, Jacob Ruddy with 5, Kendrick Sechrist with 1, Jaron Holzapfel with 2, and Corbin Tharp has 7. Alton scored 11 in the first, 12 in the second. I've got them with 7 turnovers.
I've got them for 10.
Yeah. 10.
Okay.
Liberty, Parker Toon has 7. Alex Toon with 12. Carter Ellett with 1. Paxton Hunter's got 4. Blaine Altermat with 2. And Drayton Wells with 6. Liberty scored 17 in the first, 15 in the second. I've got Liberty with 3.
3.
So, pretty good first half.
Yeah, very good performance by Liberty. Liberty kind of using the inside of the lane a lot more in this first half than we've seen them so far this season.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's really paying off. I mean, you've got Drayton Wells with 6, Paxton Hunter with 4. So I mean, you've got 10 points out of your interior already.
Mm-hmm.
And that, given that Wells missed a couple cripples inside, that you know he got back there in the second quarter, but I like the inside play.
I mean, it's
opening up the outside, just like it normally does.
Yeah.
But it
opens up a wide open three, but it also creates some lanes to drive into. But the thing that I was going to mention that what I'm really liking is when Liberty does penetrate, they're feeling the pressure now and they're dishing it off.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of dribble drives that, you know, that Parker Toon in that first half gave up in the lane there that, he could just see and feel the double team coming, and Drayton Wells was standing there on the opposite block wide open.
I never have kept up with assists, but I would say Parker easily tonight has got, in the first half, he's got 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know. So, good first half, but there's another half to go. 32-23, Liberty. We're back in 5 minutes with the second half. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Got a little bit more rain today than expected, but that's all we'll be getting for a little while. Dan in the Weather Center, tonight's low 42 degrees. Tomorrow's high is going to be around 58 with a low of 39. That's right, things will start cooling off very soon. Saturday and Sunday, we're expecting highs in the 40s with lows being in the mid-20s. So freezing temperatures once again. Then on Monday, we'll go back up to around the mid-50s for a high and the upper 30s for a low.
Park City. Trust Part City Auto Parts to recommend the products you need for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limit supply. Get details at your Part City Auto Parts store.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birchtree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint, a full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
The Bank of Birchtree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
All right, welcome back as we head to the second half. 32-23 is the score. And we are live streaming still. Yep. Ricky gives us the thumb up. I got to look really close because sometimes it's not the thumb that's up. Both teams will come out with their starters. Liberty will have the ball to start the second half. Alex Toon to Parker. What a mismatch problem right there. Alex catches, throws a three up. It's good. Third three of the game for Alex Toon. 35-23. Comet, bring it the other direction. Seekers, Oldsapple for three in the corner. Bombs it down.
Answers.
Yeah. Ellett in the corner. Parker Toon at the elbow. Takes it up. Dishes it to Wells. Oh, misses it. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Can't get it to go. And there's Paxton Hunter with the rebound. And he's fouled. That's going to be on Jaron Holzapfel. You know, the more you get it down there to them, the more they have to respect it. Yeah. Well, it just gets a little easier for Liberty, too. Toon catches the inbound. The running baseline jumper is in and out. Holzapfel with the rebound. 7:05 on the clock. Holzapfel picks it up, brings it out top. Ruddy right back to Holzapfel. He's going to shoot another three. That's off the rim. No good. Parker Toon gets the rebound and taken away by Tharp. Tharp goes up and in for two. Corbin now with 9 points. 35-28. Alex Toon. Parker Toon. Take it to the elbow. The fadeaway up. No good. And a foul. That's going to be on Ellis. I think he grew another half inch.
Yeah, you look at him standing next to Wells, and he doesn't look out of place at all.
Oh. Seekers gets it to Tharp at the elbow. Tharp kicks it out. The Holzapfel. Ruddy catches. Ruddy shifts down to the wing in the corner. Holzapfel brings it out. Floats it out top. Seekers. Seekers bounces it inside. To Tharp, and that's going to be the third foul on Drayton Wells. Fun game. Both teams are kind of committed to at least some inside basketball. And Brian Thompson is going to check in for Liberty. Corbin Tharp, first free throw is no good. All right, Brian, get in there and mix it up.
Going to give Drayton Wells a breather.
Fastest player to five fouls in the history of Liberty basketball took place in Summersville last year. Second one is good.
Was Summersville? I thought it was Houston.
It was Summersville.
Was it?
Yeah. Alex Toon works against Willard. Double screen set out top. Willard drive in, shot up. No good. Rebound. Hunter. And Paxton fouled. He'll shoot two. Corbin Tharp with the foul. I think that's his third. Or his first. First one in the free throw for Paxton. Hunter's good. The board's got him wrong. I have him at first.
I'm looking over there on the stat side.
Second one's good.
Second one's good.
What's the stat side?
They've got him at two.
That's what I have.
I don't know.
Yeah. Seacrest to Willard. Willard picked up by Ellett. Now Parker Toon comes out. And there's a steal for Alex Toon. Up. And can't get it to go. Put back good by Parker Toon. And the foul. And that's going to be, that could be three on Kate. No, hold that. Team foul number three for the Comets. 5:38 to go here in the third. Old-fashioned threes, good. 40-29, Liberty. Seacrest Ruddy. Willard. Back to Ruddy. Off to Sechrist. Oldsapple. Gets it out top. Ruddy spins it over Willard. Good look at three. In and out. Rebound Tharp. Tharp walks.
And you get Brian Thompson.
I think so. Yep. I thought he walked.
I did too.
Comet basketball. They inbound it. Liberty now on the floor. Jump ball, possession arrow.
Stays with the ball. Oh.
5:12 on the clock in the third. 40-29 Liberty. Tomorrow night, it's the Lady Eagles here at the Nest taking on Timberland, part of the Liberty Shootout. And then Saturday, all day, there's going to be basketball games here. The varsity boys are not in it. The JV boys will play the Alton JV boys. Shot put up no good, knocked around, put back no good.
Tharp with the putback and the foul.
So, Corbin Tharp has scored 5 points. Brian Thompson.
Yeah, they got Thompson on that foul.
Yeah. That's okay, Brian. A little bit of time, you know. Got to spend some time out there. Tharp makes good on the old-fashioned three. 40-31, Liberty, 5:05 to go in the third. Blaine Altermat back in for Liberty. Parker Holden drives. The
Toon.
Floater,
Toon.
Or Parker Toon. So Parker will go the line and shoot two. Kendrick Sechrist with his second team foul, number four. First free throw's no good. The scoreboard, they've got five.
Yeah, I don't think they reset it after.
Second free throw's no good.
I don't know.
They've got me confused.
Yeah,
too many nachos. 4:48 to go, and another foul at the other end. Well, we didn't have many fouls at all in the first half.
No, that first quarter, I think there was just two per team.
Parker Toon picks up his second. Oh, and that's five on Liberty. First one is good for Jaron Holzapfel. Second one is good. Well, just like that, it's a two-possession ball game. Here comes the full-court pressure. Parker Toon is able to get it across. Tip, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball.
Yeah, it was a good thought. He just needs to put a little more zip on that pass. He had Blaine Altermat standing here on the wing, wide open, but.
Paxton Hunter gets the inbound. He'll give it up. Alex Toon. Parker Toon catches. Spins in the paint, up and in for two.
Good move.
Liberty needed that. They've kind of been on a little bit of a drought. 42-34, Eagles, Comets with the basketball. Here's a three by Ruddy, up no good. Alex Toon with the rebound, long pass to Parker. Parker goes up, can't get it to fall, and a foul. That'll be over the back. And Parker will shoot two.
Uh-oh,
and a technical.
I think they got Caden Willard.
Caden Willard. I didn't. Yeah, well, they hit Caden with the foul, and then he got hit with a technical. And Holzapfel
got the foul, and then Willard got the technical.
So Parker will shoot two, and then Alex will shoot two, and
yeah.
First free throw by Parker is good. Second free throw is good. So Parker makes them both. Now Alex will come and shoot the technicals, and then Liberty will get the basketball.
That is correct.
44-34 is where we're at right now.
Yeah, it was a six-point game.
Mm-hmm. First one's no good. Cooper Holden checked in for Carter Ellett. And the second free throw is good. 16 points for Alex. That'll be Liberty basketball. 45-34, just under 4 minutes to go in the third. Alex Thune gets it to Altermat. Holden out top. Altermat for three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound taken by the Comets. Sechrist will bring it down the floor. Dawson gets it. Holzapfel, baseline. Ruddy, up and in for two. He's got seven. 45-36, Liberty. Altermat. Out top. Parker catches. Parker makes a spin, goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Tharp. Holzapfel looks to attack. Has it knocked away and off the foot of Alton. Small block forward. 3:02 to go in the third. Full court pressure by the Comets. They get it to Tune. Alex. Back to Paxton Hunter. Back. Alex Tune for three. Count it. 48-36. 2:51 to go in the third. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a 60-second break. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Hey, we appreciate you being tuned in. Don't forget our sponsors, Gentleman Gyms. Anytime you need a tow, just give Danny a call, 417-934-6594. Also, Bailey Chevrolet GMC in Willow Springs. Comets work it outside the three line. Holzapfel picks it up. Gothen kicks it out. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Alex Tune with the weak side rebound. Long pass down the floor. Parker. Tune for two. Parker's kind of turned it on here in the third. Sechrist. Ruddy.
on the baseline. Drive, shot up, no good. Thomas with the rebound, put back, won't fall. Bart gets it, puts it up, it won't fall, but he'll go to the line and shoot two. Also, Bank of Birch Tree. Current Incorporated. Greg's Body Shop.
I see Greg right there.
Yep, sitting right there by
Fred Craig.
Mountain View Auto Parts, along with Mountain View Lumber. First free throw's no good. OZH. Also, Shelter Insurance in Mountain View. Simmons Bank. SBU. Rubal. Chevrolet in West Plains. The Anchor in West Plains Bank. Second free throw's good.
And they got Ultramat on that foul.
Oh, they got Blaine on it. That's his second. Also, Dave's Auto Service. Parker Toon with the basketball. Oops, throws it away, trying to zip it over to Ellett. Here comes Secret's fast break shot. Up, no good. Rebound. Cooper holding. Cooper's going to push it. Bounces it to Ultramat. Blaine for three. Off the rim, no good. Comets come up with the rebound. Yeah, Dave Simpson been proud supporter of Liberty Eagles for a long, long time. Hit basketball. Foul on Alex. Looks like I thought he got it from behind, but
yeah, they're going to get him for a reach.
Sechrist will shoot two. Big thank you to TNT. They, you know, if you're needing internet, get with TNT. They'll definitely hook you up. They've done, I mean, they've been just so gracious and kind with us to be able to bring you the live streaming. Well, we wouldn't be able to do it without them. Home and away. 50-39, Liberty with the basketball. Cooper holding to Alex Toon. Thomas kind of pushed Liberty's offense back. There's a bump. That's going to be three on Kendrick Sechrist.
See the ball movement kind of die down for Liberty here in the
third. Expanding around a little bit. First free throw is good. Movement is what makes it work.
Makes the defense shift. That's why, I mean, Liberty was getting a lot of good looks there in that first half just from the ball movement.
Everybody, yeah. 52-39, Alex makes them both. Holes Apple to see Chris out top. Under a minute to go here in the third. Ready. They go inside to Tharp. Tharp up. See, that was really good defense.
That was good defense.
I mean,
I actually thought he traveled. I thought he switched to the feet, but.
So, Corbin Tharp to the line to shoot two. Carter Ellett. I'm going to still say good defense by Carter. First one's no good. '52-39, second free throw is up, and it's good. 52-40. Alex Soon brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Ellett. Parker. Alex. They get it to Parker. Soon. And in.
There, they kind of went back to some better ball movement,
yep.
Movement there. Make four or five passes, and then you've got an open lane.
Ruddy with the drive, goes up, and a foul. He'll shoot two. Boy, it has just turned into a whistle contest here.
Going to get Blaine Ultimat on that one.
It's going to be Blaine's third. Bunch of fouls called here in the third.
first free throw is good. Looks like we're going to have a little better weather tomorrow. Cloudy and rainy today. Second one's good by Reddy. Toon gets it across the timeline, gives it up to Parker. Parker slices through, goes up, can't get it to fall. Here's Altermat for three, in and out. Well, that's about as deep as it can go. Comets for three at the buzzer, no good. So, after three, Liberty, 54, Alton, 42. We'll come back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
Replace your wiper blades now and save at Parts City Auto Parts. Save $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Beam blade technology improves windshield contact for maximum visibility. We will even install your new wiper blades for free at participating Parts City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
All right, welcome back. It's a new year. And this is our first game of 2020.
It is. It is.
How about that?
Kind of had an extended break there.
Yep.
After the holiday tournament.
Well, next week we will be in Pleasant Hope on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Liberty with the basketball to start the fourth. Parker Toon kicks it off. Alex Toon for three more. Hits the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Holzhauser. Sechrist catches. Sechrist out top. Going to drive in. High scoop shot. No good. Oh, stripped of the basketball. Now a foul.
I think they're going to get Wells.
Yep.
Yeah, kind of had a forearm in the back of Thorpe there.
That's his fourth. 54-42. Comets on the baseline to bring it in. And it's taken away by Parker. Toon. Parker gets it to Alex. Alex, the short jumper, is good. Alex with 23 points. Ruddy brings it into the corner. Comets use the dribble to get it out. Gathered up by Sechrist. High post to Tharp. Shoots the jumper. Off the rim. No good. Wells with the rebound. Gets it out to Hunter. Hunter finds Alex Toon. Altermat. Paxton Hunter. Jumper up, no good. Tharp with the rebound. That's first not a good look that we've necessarily, you know, taken.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of forced that one a little bit. But
first one tonight for the most part, you know. Timeout, Comet.
Like a 30-second timeout.
We'll keep it here during this timeout. Liberty scored 22 in the third, Alton scored 19. Only 2 points scored so far here in the fourth, and that was by Liberty. But, yeah, next week will be a long week. It's Pleasant Hope's about 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Yep.
4 o'clock on Tuesday, and Liberty plays New Covenant Academy.
Liberty got the one.
Yep. And I had the I had the list. have to find it. Comets bring it in. Willard back into the ball game for the Comets. Ruddy catches. Three from the corner. Good. And that was Caden Willard's. 56-45. Alex Toon. Oh, gets it to Wells. Wells misses the first one, got his rebound. Padding his stats. 8 points now for Drayton. Comets with the basketball. Holes Apple for three more. It's good. Well, they add up quick, Tyler.
Yes, they do.
10-point ball game. Altermat for three. It's good.
There you go, Blaine. His first three balls, the Liberty Eagle.
5 points in the game. 61-48. Tip basketball. Tharp runs it down. Zips it over. Ruddy for three. That's off the rim. No good. And Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Parker Toon's going to try three. That's off the rim. No good. Alton kind of sped Liberty up a little bit, yep. You know, and Liberty's got a little street ball in them.
They do.
Comets with the drive. Leaner up and in. That was a nice bucket right there by Jacob Ruddy. He's got 11 points in the game. Paxton Hunter takes it to the wing and will give it up. Alex Toon. Oh, loose ball. And we'll get a timeout. Yep, timeout Alton. Yep.
That's a turnover on Liberty.
Liberty would be better suited. Just play their pace.
Yep. Don't slow down. Get back in the flow of your offense. Start moving the ball.
Yeah.
Get some better looks and
make the extra pass.
Yep.
Making the extra pass has boded
well. Keep doing what got you. Got you the lead. Don't start changing up here. I mean, there's still a lot of ball to play, and Alton's one of those teams that can fill it up in a hurry.
Well, Alton has outscored Liberty in the fourth, 8-7. And 4:44 to go in regulation. Liberty on the year is 7-2. They played, and their two losses have come in championship games against number one in class two, Hartville, number one in class one, Bunker.
I'm not sure about the Hartville side, but I know Liberty will get to face Bunker again.
Yeah.
I think we actually travel to Bunker next month.
Yeah. Yep. In February. Willard gets the inbound toss. Comets working into the corner. They'll bring it back out. Holes Apple. Hands it back to Willard. Willard. The Holes Apple. Finds a lane. One-hander. Goes up. No good. Gets the rebound. Goes up. No good. Altermat with the rebound. Gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon goes up. He's fouled and will shoot two.
I think we're going to get Corbin Tharp on that one. No. They got Ruddy.
Ruddy. His second. First one is good. Okay. 19 for Parker. Paxton and Blaine come out. Ellett and Holden check in. Second free throw. Oh, it rattles in and out. Tharp gets the rebound for the Comets. 62-50. Almost a steal. Carter Ellett got a piece of it. He could have took Leonard Martin completely out.
Duck or bleed, Nard.
Comets toss it in. Willard catches. Willard picks the dribble up, finds Tharp. Tharp hands it right back to Willard. Loose basketball, and Liberty comes up with it. Ellett bounces it to Parker Holden. Parker Holden goes up and is fouled. He'll shoot two more from the line. Parker Toon. Next year I'll have it down. First one gets the friendly roll. Rips through the net. Paxton Hunter will check in for Alex Toon. Alex has 23.
Parker could get his 21st.
Yep.
That's it.
64-50. Liberty. 3:42 to go. Thomas with the basketball. They get it inside to Tharp. Tharp goes up, can't get it to roll. Loose ball. Wells comes up with it. Gets it to Ellett. Ellett's going to take it all the way in. Goes up, can't get it. Oh, there's Wells with the putback. 10 points now for Drayton. 66-50. Thomas out top, and a foul that'll be on Paxton is third. Parker will come out. Alex checks in. Comet basketball. 3:10 remains in the fourth. 66-50. Holzapfel. Can't get it to fall, and it'll be a rebound for Paxton Hunter. Alex Toon kicks it to Paxton. Paxton's going to take it in. Shoot. Can't get
good
it to
take.
Fall.
Yeah.
Good take. We'll shoot two. 4-3. Corbin Tharp picks up his third. Paxton Hunter with 6 points. 2:51 to go. First one's no good. Wells, Alex Toon, Paxton Hunter, Cooper Holden, and Carter Ellett on the floor for the Liberty Eagles. Second one is good. 7 points for Paxton Hunter. On the baseline, kick out to Ruddy. Ruddy drives in. Ooh, that's a double dribble, wasn't it?
It was.
Comets regain possession. Willard to Ruddy. Ruddy, scoop shot, up no good. And the rebound, Paxton Hunter. 2:19 on the clock, 67-50 Liberty. Holden. Ellett. Alex Toon. Holden. Ellett. Toon will reset out top, double screen. Carter Ellett for three, off the rim, no good. Tharp with the rebound.
It's good possession.
Yeah.
I mean, they burned 25 seconds there.
Boom, a three by Caden Willard. Caden Willard with 13 points, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Alton. Parker and Blaine check in for Liberty for Carter and Paxton. Parker catches the inbound toss, picked up by Ruddy. Cooper Holden.
everybody on the bench is wanting Cooper to fire away.
High post, Parker. Parker's fouled by Ruddy. Team foul number four.
73 seconds remain. Liberty 67. Alton 53. Paxton Hunter is going to check in for Altermat.
Blaine's had
first game.
Yeah, 5 points.
Some rebounds.
Good minutes.
They inbound to Wells. Wells goes up, shoots, can't get it to fall. He's fouled. And Drayton will shoot two.
Going to get Tharp on that.
It'll be his fourth. 69 seconds to go.
Misses the first.
Drayton's got 10 points in the game. And he makes the second. 11 points now. Titus Jester checks in for Drayton Wells. 68-53, Liberty. Willard for three. Boom. His third three here in the fourth. 9 points. That's 17 in the game. And Alex is going to be fouled. He'll shoot two.
I think that's going to be five on Willard.
Yeah. Fouls out with 17 points. And Alex Toon will shoot two. Alex with 23 points. Can add to that right here. First one's good. Four seconds is all that remains. Second free throw is good. 25 now for Alex Toon. Ruddy for the Comets. Gets it inside and a nice finger roll for Corbin Clark. Barker Toon. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex is fouled by Sechrist, and Alex will go back to the line and shoot two. That's Sechrist's fourth foul. Adding your stats.
Yep.
First one's good. Missed three free throws. Second one is up, and
good, good.
27 for Alex Toon. His night's done. Carter Ellett comes out. Also, Titus Jester comes out on the floor as well. Ruddy pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Paxton Hunter. And they call a jump ball. Paxton Hunter took one in the chops. I was,
yeah.
Baseline jumper goes up, no good. Tipped. Parker Toon gets the rebound and is fouled. And that'll be five on Sechrist. So Parker. We'll shoot a couple more free throws. Parker has 21 points in the game. Hefner's getting ready to check in. First free throw's no good.
I don't think he was expecting to go in. He had to take his necklace off.
Oh. Paxton Hunter comes out. Second free throw's no good. That's going to be the ball game. Liberty gets the win, 72-58 over the Alton Comets. And going through the scoring for Alton, Caden Willard had 17, Jacob Ruddy had 11, Kendrick Sechrist with 3, Jaron Holzapfel with 10, and Corbin Tharp, 17. Let's see, 9, 10, 11. Alton scored 16 in the fourth, 19 in the third, 12 in the second, and 11 in the first. Liberty, Parker Holden had 21, Alex Toon with 27, Carter Ellett with 1, Paxton Hunter with 7, Blaine Altermat 5, and 11 for Drayton Wells. Liberty scored 18 in the fourth, 22 in the third, 15 in the second, 17 in the first, and they win 72-58.
Good ball game. Liberty come out, kind of established the inside game that we have talked about all year.
Mm-hmm.
That's been there, and we finally got it rolling tonight. And I think that Coach Harrell could see what that inside game does for your for the rest of the game. So I really look forward to the rest of the season, with that inside presence.
Because that's just going to open up. Liberty can dribble drive. Liberty can shoot the three. But everybody knows that, and our opponents do such a good job of pushing Liberty out in a way. And, when you commit to say, okay, all right, now let's do this.
Yeah.
We're gonna get it inside. We're gonna make the extra pass. We're gonna give the dish. And, it was very effective tonight. And, now, against New Covenant Tuesday, they may pack it in.
Yeah.
Well,
then it's bombs away.
Let her rip, tater chip. Being versatile is going to be key to Liberty having success. And they improved to 8-2 now.
8-2. Yep.
On the year. And the next game for the Liberty Eagles will be Tuesday, 4 p.m. at Pleasant Hope against New Covenant. And we'll have that for you on the Fox 96.9. For Ricky running the video, Tyler, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. Liberty girls lost, Liberty boys won. We'll see you for more basketball next week.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Liberty Eagle Sports presented to you by Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozarks Marketing Company.
And let's go. January 8th. If you want to keep the intruders away, they might have some security measures installed. But one thing a lot of homeowners do may work the opposite way. I'll tell you about it before the hour's up.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been.
keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Sydney's sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. It's the devil will walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers for the season I'm sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the right at the end of my road. At the end of my wrongs, I need some good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil will walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Try to get away from the old me. Still start singing these blues. All I really need. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
Today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold.